Okay. Ve'akob Kude. So it's a very beautiful idea that Rav Schwab has in this week's parasha. My grandparents, Rav, but he writes in this beautiful, he has beautiful ideas in general, but in this week, at the very end of Kude, he has a very beautiful idea where it talks about V'lo yachol Moshe levo al Ol Moed. Moshe didn't have the ability to enter into the Ol Moed. Why? Ki shachein alav ha'anon. Because the cloud resided upon it, uKavod Hashem Maleis HaMishkan, and the Kavod of Hashem, this glory of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, filled up the entire Mishkan. So the Medrash talks about why Moshe couldn't enter into the Mishkan at that particular juncture. So he says as follows: do you think that Moshe was misyare mina onan? Was Moshe really scared of this particular cloud that Moshe couldn't enter into the Ohel Moed, into the Mishkan? But we already knew Mishpatim a number of weeks ago. It says, "Vayava Moshe b'socha anan," that Moshe actually entered into the cloud. This week Moshe didn't. A number of weeks ago Moshe did. So Malame, this teaches us, "Shaisa anan nivkeslo umahalich adam mahalich b'tocha shvila." Teaches us that the cloud kind of broke up, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to enter into this cloud like it was a street. So all of a sudden now Moshe couldn't enter into the cloud, and before he could, what changed over the past couple of weeks, that all of a sudden, you know, last week's parasha, whether time-wise that was before or after is irrelevant. But what's the chiluk? What's the distinction now that he couldn't enter into the anan and before he could? Ela v'lo yachol. What does it teach us? Melamed, it teaches us, shechalak kavod l'shchina. Moshe Rabbeinu gave tremendous respect for the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo nichnas, that he didn't enter, ad shekaru HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Up until HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him and Kiviyachol invited him in, Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk, Vayikra el Moshe. And Moshe was called. So Moshe was a very polite guest, and Moshe waited. Yes, Moshe had the ability to, the door was open, but Moshe decided that this is an opportunity to give respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Chanina, so Rav Chanina says, B'Kabbalah Shaninu, in Kabbalah we learn, I mean, there's a Mesorah. Ki mechabdei echabe. To who gives kavod, I will give kavod. Ze Moshe. This is in reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, shechala kavod l'shchina, who gave this tremendous respect to the Shechina, v'lo higiz daito mitchilav yadsof, and he never once became arrogant from beginning to end. Moshe Rabbeinu never became like a ben bayis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He always deferred and gave respect. This is the pattern of Moshe Rabbeinu. The problem is that we need to give an analysis and explain is the Pasuk doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter because he gave kavod, but rather, what does the Pasuk tell us? The Pasuk says, V'lo yachol Moshe lavo, that Moshe didn't have the ability to enter. But yet, from this medrash, it sounds that Moshe Taka did have the ability, but rather, he chose not to enter. So how do we understand the conflict between the two? Meaning before, and also before Moshe Rabbeinu did have the, we know Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability, because he has in fact walked through the cloud in Parashas Mishpatim. So Schwab, Kedarko Bekodesh, in his very beautiful Yakisha way, explains what is pretty, I think, obvious, because the Sefer HaChinuch made it very, very obvious in all of his teachings. And I believe, I'm sitting next to a psychologist, they'll share the same idea. That the way to transform oneself is not to cognitively think about something, but rather, acharei pu'ulos nimshachas halvavos. After our actions go our hearts. That you could train yourself and you could transform yourself by constantly acting in a certain way. You know, there's a TED talk. It doesn't say fake it till you make it. It says fake it till you become it. Fake it till you become it, right? Somebody on body language, I forget exactly who it was, but you have to trust me on it. Fake it till you become it. Acharei pu'ulos, the Sefer HaChinuch said this many, many years ago, acharei pu'ulos nimshachas halavavos. After our actions goes our heart. That if you act in a certain way over and over and over again, you become that person. You want to become humble? Start acting humble. You want to become a Baal Chesed? Just do Chesed. Then, after a while that you're doing Chesed, you're doing more Chesed, Memela, you'll become somebody who is a Baal Chesed, because that's what you have done. So this is what Rav Schwab says as well. Shemiderach avodas hamidus. In the way that we work on our midas, shehergel, the hergel, what we normally do, nasetevah, becomes our nature. Does this make sense psychologically?
This is neuroplasticity.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. It's pashut neuroplasticity. You can Google that later. And the Ramban says this, Hisnaig tamid ledavar dvarecha benachas l'chol adam b'chol eis. You should always speak quietly to people. U'kashetinotzel min akalas tal alibach midas ha'anava. And then, what will happen in your heart, it'll become somebody who's humble and has humility. So after you become somebody like this, then, if you keep acting this way, you'll become that person. So now let's turn our attention to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave tremendous kavod to whom? He gave tremendous kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He kept acting in a particular way. He kept acting that way towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then the pasuk says, V'lo yachol. Moshe didn't just act that way towards the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He became that person. That it was so much in the fiber of his being that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't enter into this Anan, because Mamela, he became somebody who gave so much covet to somebody else. Moshe Rabbeinu was showing us the way to transform oneself through their midos is just by constantly acting in a certain way, and then it becomes second nature through this neuroplasticity.
Muscle memory,
gewaldic. Muscle memory. This is why Mr. Mark's around. This idea that you could constantly work on yourself and you develop the muscle memory, similar to a jump shot in basketball. I'll never forget. I was sick in Eretz Yisrael, and the only book they had in the house I was interested in, it was in my in-law's house, was a Michael Jordan book from the 80s. It must have been from the 90s. And they were describing his transformation as a jump shooter. And it described that after the 1990 season, he got bullied by the Pistons. So he went to work out with a guy. And the guy who was working out, the trainer, told him that what's going to happen is your jump shot's going to get long. Don't worry about it, we'll correct it. Sure enough, the guy started working out, started building up his muscles, and all of a sudden, what happened? His jump shot was going long. Because we're used to, when we train ourselves to shoot a certain way, we continue to shoot that way. Then he had to retrain himself. That's muscle memory. So too, when it comes to midos memory. We transform ourselves through kind acts, and then we become that person. V'lo yachol. Now, I want to just take this idea and transpose it to something else. We say it at Bris, Kishem Shikonis Lebris, Ken Yikonis Latorah Lemaisa Lechuppah. Kishem Shikonis Lebris, Ken Yikonis Latorah Lemaisa Lechuppah Lemaisim Tov. Right? We don't say mitzvos. Why? So Schwab says a gewaldig vort. He says, because when we enter into a Bris, we go with no negis. And we transform ourselves. Why do we have no negis? Because who wants to give a kid a bris? Who wants to really mutilate the person? Clearly we're doing that l'shem shemayim. So it's like we go into a bris and we transform ourselves l'shem shemayim. So too when it comes to Torah, we want to go in and purely please l'shem shemayim. So too when it comes to chuppah, we do an act that's transformative because we go in half a mensch, we come out more than a full person. And when it comes to ma'isim tovim, just what we're saying here, we have this idea that when we do acts of kindness to other people, we transform ourselves to become a better person. But yet we don't say mitzvos. So why don't we say mitzvos? So this idea of things becoming second nature is beautiful when it comes to ma'isim tovim. And when it comes to marriage on some level. And when it comes to Torah. Because we want to be able to have a hergel. But when it comes to mitzvos, we won't want to come in when we do mitzvos by rote. Every day when we put on tefillin, it should be an exciting time. Every day when we go daven shachris, whatever mitzvah it is, it should be with verve and excitement. So on the one hand, we have the hergel. We have this idea where we're changing and transforming ourselves. But on the other hand, we always want to leave a little bit of ischadshus. So we leave out the word mitzvahs, because kashem sheyikonis lebris, and there we transform ourselves. Ken yikonis letorah lechuppah lemaisim tovim. When it comes to mitzvahs, hold on. There, we want a sense of excitement. Just wanted to mention that this week we're going to read HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. It's the first mitzvah that Rashi and Bereishis says, what's the first mitzvah? HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Why? Because sometimes in our religion, we just slap on the tefillin every day, we slap them on yesterday, we slap them on tomorrow. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. On the one hand, with our midos, with our character traits, we want to change into that person and transform ourselves and make it second nature. But when it comes to our mitzvos, it shouldn't be second nature. It should be hischadshus, a sense of excitement, a sense of verve. And that's the reminder that as we become mentioned, we become greater and transform ourselves in our midos and in our character traits, but we should, within our mitzvos, that should come with a sense of excitement. So when you read the pasuk of Lo Yochel Moshe Shabbinit, oh, I got to transform myself. But when you get to Maftir, Achodesh Ezalachem, it should still be with that sense of excitement, the sense of newness, the sense of freshness that we had when we were young. Everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.